Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. He joins us on the line today. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. It's Families Matter Week. That's happening this week at the in the Peace River School Division. Please, comments on the fact that family is important, especially in the education system.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly great to talk about this matter because families certainly do matter a whole lot. This initiative is a longstanding one, as I understand it. It started in 2011 here in this division when some students were engaged in an activity, an online activity, to talk about how they could get their parents more involved in their education. And in it, a number of students shared all of the wonderful things that had already been happening, and they were really appreciative of that. So from that, the committee decided that it would establish a, I think it might have been a Parents Matters Week initially, but then it was expanded to a Families Matter Week. And so this is now the 13th year that we're celebrating the role of families in the children's education. And when we talk about families, parents, guardians, aunts, uncles, siblings, and the broader community. And the research is quite clear that students who have a strong network of supports at home and within the community with regard to their education do much better than children who do not. So as a school organization that's focused on, you know, ensuring students maximize their learning in literacy and numeracy and become more socially and emotionally well-adjusted and productive citizens, the school division decided back then to capitalize on that, and we continue to see that unfold in our schools now as individual schools pause for the week at some point during the week or at various times during the week to sort of formalize a big thank you to parents and guardians and the broader community for all the work they do to help ensure that the learning that occurs for the 5 hours a day that children are in school is optimized.
From your perspective here, Jeff, how tough is it to keep up the day-to-day routine with students, keeping them abreast with parents and staying up to date with them?
Yeah, so, you know, that's an ongoing challenge, of course, trying to maintain momentum, especially on an initiative that's now, you know, 13 years in, because, you know, as human beings, we tend to want to shift focus to some other things as we move on. However, I will say our schools have done an outstanding job. Our school administrators, teachers, educational assistants, and other staff have done an outstanding job at keeping this front and center through, you know, web page posts, Facebook posts, school newsletters, emails, and other forms of communication. They've kept this front and center and have listed a whole host of things that they're engaging in. So we have a range of things that are happening this week in our schools. Last night I attended Family Literacy Night at Springfield Elementary School as one example, where both school administrators and a number of their teachers and community stakeholders were there offering activities, you know, with some bannock and stew and soup and activities for children to be engaged in. We have a number of other things happening throughout the division: pancake breakfast, lunch, coffee, parent coffee time, opportunities for parents to move into the schools and participate in, you know, an assembly, or children dressing like their parents' day, and little sports activities and dodgeball challenges and so on. So there's a host of things that our schools have done for a long time, and they've refined and perfected over time. So, you know, for families who've had children go through the school over the last 13 years, they know what's likely to be offered up as a way to celebrate their important role in their child's education. And so we get decent attendance at these events as well. Some of them are after hours, as I've just indicated. Others are during the school day. And so we're just very, very happy with, one, the effort that our staff puts in to communicate the initiatives and then to orchestrate them, and the response from the from parents, guardians, and the broader community in participating in them. Again, all aimed at saying to parents and guardians and other supporters of children, thank you very much for all that you do to help ensure that the learning for children extends beyond the 5 hours a day for the 195 or 200 days a year that they're actually in formal settings in our schools.
Jeff, I'm sure part of the onus also goes on the parents for keeping in contact with school officials for updates. And the school division has also stressed that mental health for students has been a bigger priority, especially in the last few years. I ask you, how easy is it for parents to contact the division and contact schools and teachers and the education community for updates to possible things like mental health of students?
Yeah, that's a really important topic for sure. It always has been, but post-pandemic, it's certainly been a much more elevated topic for school jurisdictions throughout North America and around the world, and actually workplaces. And so the Peace River School Division has a very robust mental wellness support system in place. We have a website. On our website, there's a whole section dedicated to student mental health supports. And so there, parents will find that we have a multi-tiered process for supporting children who have some mental wellness challenges, or that might be a short-term piece, or perhaps some children are having more longer-term challenges. And so as an organization, what we would say to parents of children who may be struggling, short-term or longer-term, to reach out to the school administration to arrange for supports that can be provided at the school level. Could be a school principal, vice principal, it could be one of our divisional inclusive education coaches, or it could be the classroom teacher or an EA that a child has had built a good relationship with. Any of our staff in any of our schools will be wide open to parents and students approaching them to say, hey, I think, my child, or if it's the child, him or herself, I think I need some support. We have an on-the-notice supports. We have a fairly significant team of supports in place. We have social workers that support clusters of schools. They have a family of schools, and they provide some intense supports for children who, are struggling. We also have, in addition to our support workers, we have Project Peace Success coaches. We have student support workers in many of our schools. So either school has a student support worker, or they'll have success coaches from the Project Peace initiative that targets four of our schools. So we, and then we have a behavioral, social-emotional behavioral support consultant. Our student support workers, there's 10 of those. We have 5 Project Peace Success coaches. So all of our schools have at least one person whose responsibility it is to work with students who have identified mental wellness challenges at a moment in time or for a period of time. And we have a tiered support. So if, a child is going through a particular, situation that's been stressful, maybe it's a breakup with a boyfriend or girlfriend, for example, then perhaps a conversation with an adult who's willing to listen and offer some general guidance might be helpful. If it's more deeply rooted than that, one of our social workers can be involved in tier 2, tier 3 supports. And then from there, a child could be referred to more detailed supports through, Alberta Health Services, or the mental wellness section of Alberta Health Services. So I guess the long and short of it is this. We recognize that even with what I just said, in that we have a very robust system in place, the needs are fairly significant and continue to be significant, but no parent should feel, or student should feel, that there's no hope and there's no pathway forward. We are here to support all families, not only for the development of literacy and numeracy skills, but to also help them to become socially and emotionally strong, and to build resilience and to cope with the challenges that we will all face from time to time.
It's called Families Matters Week, but do you concur of the fact that having the family-type atmosphere between administration, stakeholders, students, etc., how much does that help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Families matter. Absolutely. They matter a whole lot. And as I said at the outset of this conversation, the research in the academic world is quite clear that schools who work to build a culture of it being a family, you know, and that the services being rendered extend beyond the walls of the school building itself, and extend out and reach out to parents, guardians, other family members, and the broader community with through partnerships, they do much better. You know, there's a lady who's famous, world-renowned, Dr. Joyce Epstein. She's done a lot of research on the importance of family in schools, and again, this research points to the fact that the most highly successful schools are schools where efforts have gone into building relationships with parents, and through those relationships, the barriers break down. Parents feel more comfortable coming into buildings and volunteering their time through school council or some other, if there are other initiatives unfolding within schools, and that broader effort to build that community spirit and community atmosphere is so critical in ensuring that students have a much better journey through school. And sometimes it's hard to build those relationships, especially if parents have had a less than pleasant experience in schools themselves, but we work really hard to send the message that, hey, you know, we are servants to you and your children. The reason we exist is to provide an important educational service, but we can't do that alone. So some of the things that schools do, and you may be familiar with this already, I'm sure, in the early years is to send books home, for example, for moms and dads to read to their children at night, especially even if children can't read yet. So in kindergarten, grade one, grade two, grade three, we have books that are able to be taken home. And that's really around building up relationships with families and schools, and helping to emphasize and validate, recognize and applaud the important role that parents, a brother or sister, an aunt or an uncle, or the neighbor next door can play in helping children become more literate and numerate and become more successful in school. So it takes a lot of effort for sure, but it's all around also building a warm and welcoming and accepting culture. So we have an organization as well that really takes a lot of pride in, being inclusionary in nature. All children that come to our doorstep, we work really hard to ensure that their individualized needs are met. And, we talk about ensuring that we differentiate both the instruction and assessment so that children can come in, we meet them where they are, provide the educational services that they need on an individual basis so that they can feel successful. And as you know, when children feel successful, when adults feel successful, indeed, when human beings feel successful, they're more likely to come back and continue to do what they were successful in versus, if they had a horrible experience, they're more likely to choose something else. We certainly do that as adults. And we recognize that children who attend school, there's a compulsory attendance. So we have to make sure that we change it up, meet them where they are, create circumstances where it's interesting and engaging for them. And parents play, and other family members play a very substantial role in that.
Dr. Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.